know if they had their own regiment or anything out there, but my grandma lost four sons.
In the First World War?
No, three in the First World War. She lost them, one in the Second.
Mm. But the rifle butts, they bulldozed down, of course.
And what were the rifle butts? I can't picture them.
It was a massively high gravel mound, but as high as, I would say as high as that house, wouldn't you? Massively high.
Yeah,
massively high.
I mean, as kids, gravel. We used to play on it. We used to run up and down it. Well, couldn't really run up it, could you?
It never crossed over. That was the odd thing.
But it had bits of heather and gorse and stuff on it. And there was a tree growing out the top.
I can't remember, but it never crossed over a lovely like Wheaton Hill where you could roll down.
No, it didn't do that.
Do any of you remember Mr. Racy?
Yeah, he used to push the truck, didn't he, to clean the roads.
Mr. Racy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he used to cut.
He was the road sweeper.
Road sweeper.
And he used to
Jack Racy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He did from Kingsclere all the way around, sort of Etchings.
Well, and into Newbury.
And he used to keep. You know, the times of the year moved with Mr. Racy.
And we used to get in his truck and he'd push us kids in his truck.
He'd dig out all the runnels to keep the road dry. Clean out the ditches.
Along by Tesco's
and you could always tell when Mr. Racy had been along there. He was part of his fittings. I knew they would know.
I remember Jack Racy.